This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief from May 18th. I'm Paul Plack. The pilots who were flying an Embraer Legacy jet, which collided with a Gol 737 over the Amazon in 2006, have been sentenced by a Brazilian judge to community service to be performed in the United States. Eurocopter says its X3 hybrid helicopter demonstrator has surpassed its original speed target of 220 knots, hitting 232 in straight and level flight on May 12th. Corey Lytle's widow played on the sympathy of a jury in her lawsuit against Cirrus Aircraft. Her attorney is claiming the controls on her husband's SR-20 locked up before he hit a New York high-rise in 2006. The NTSB ruled pilot error. The FAA has granted approval to airline ground schools for its enhanced online distant learning program for aircraft dispatch certification. The Board of Directors of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association has approved Esterline CMC Electronics as its newest member, bringing total Gamma membership to 71. Dassault Falcon launched the Falcon 2000S on Monday. Airbus has introduced new branding, colors, and names for its corporate jets. Rockwell Collins ProLine Fusion System has received an STC from the FAA. Aircel says that beginning next year, Cessna will offer Aircel's Aviator 300 system as an option on certain Citation models. Corporate Jet Management is now an exclusive dealer for Piaggio Aero and its P180 Avanti II business aircraft in the UK, Ireland, Isle of Man, and Channel Island territories. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, EAA President Rod Hightower talks to ANN's Tom Patton about electric aircraft, next-gen ATC, and more. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.